Hello guys, Puranam Prithi Picasso here. Today I'm going to introduce myself. So it all started off like my father died when I was 2 years old. I grew up with three women, my sister, mother and grandmother. I was not bright at classroom studies. I was bullied a lot and used to get humiliated in class for my lack of marks. Though I was good at maths, drawing and few other things, but I was always pointed out at my weaknesses. So no one believed that I could ever score good. But I did. In my 10th class, I was able to score very good, 86%, which is really great for a person like me who used to get only 30%, 35%, 40% grace marks to pass. I have come from that to that and proved everyone wrong. I was fat with huge belly during childhood. No one believed that I could ever become a good athlete. But I did again. I proved them wrong. One of the fastest runner in my school days, and also I used to play basketball in one of the playgrounds. I used to go for coaching. I was the fastest up there. First and second I used to get always in running, and I proved everyone wrong again that I can be a good athlete. No one believed that I got any stamina in me because I had bronchitis, I had asthma problem, and it took 4 years for me to heal. But I proved everyone wrong again, and I was able to play basketball, run 5 kilometers, do skipping for 2000 times, and play 3 hours again in the evening time, and was never tired of playing any time in the day. That was my schedule, and yes, I had a huge stamina. No one believed I could build something good through my engineering journey, so I have done my engineering. And people never used to believe because I never used to score so high, but I was really good at practicals. I proved them wrong again. I built wireless car. I built in wireless alternate car and also many other things in robotics. I worked on image processing. I worked on radar. I also got best project award in my college. And then I proved people who pointed out at me that you are wrong. No one believed that I could ever do any business because of my communication problem and stage fear that I used to have, and lack of my marketing skills. So I again proved them wrong because I was successfully able to run business and earned good bucks and started own company at very young age. Around 20 years old I was when I started off my own company called Imbudesk, and I was into business from when I was 18 years old. Started with just 5 cents profit. With 5 cents profit I was able to earn very good amount. I can't reveal the figures though, but I did a lot of earning through that. That is how my journey started off, and I served more than 20,000 plus people till date through my services and all through my company, and that's a great achievement. No one believed that I could ever find true love in my life for my behavior and attitude. I proved them wrong again. I found my love when pursuing my dreams. I was in engineering. I was pursuing my dreams. I was into all startup, doing things, doing robotics and all. I dated my woman for 4 years, and then after fighting for 2 long years, finally got married. We love each other a lot, and no one believed that I could ever give any stage presentations for my lack of speech clarity and autism symptoms I used to have, plus stage fear that I always had. But again, I proved them wrong. My first stage presentation was in front of 3000 plus people, and I cracked it wonderfully. Gave presentations to 10,000, 20,000 plus people till date, to many. And I lost that fear or lack of clarity or the things that made me stop autism, or maybe speech clarity, or my communication skills. Maybe I speak a little different, my communication skills are completely or maybe a little different than regular conversations that people have, even in my mother tongue, or my national language is Hindi, so Telugu, Hindi, English I speak, but I speak in a different way. But though I'm able to communicate well, I'm able to articulate my words in a proper way and take my information to the other side. That's all it is needed. And I was able to do that very well. And I'm able to do that even today. And I was able to make people know that I can do it from childhood to young adult stage. So many times people never believed in me unless I tried. I tried, I failed. But I keep doing that, did it again and again, and finally got success. Then made them change their opinion on my life and my situations and my career opportunities. And me, yeah. So it was possible because I believed in myself against all odds. I was able to do that because I had support of my soul. And I was able to communicate, understand, express, and mitigate my emotions and willpower through it. That's the power of being connected to our soul, guys. Remember it. Not losing self in expressing of daily duties and hindrances we face in physical world. This is how my journey started as a never give up attitude person. I hope that one or two things that I can help of make an impact in your life, I will be truly blessed if at all I can make any impact in your thought process through my introduction. And thanks for listening, and have a great day. And we will be talking much more in depth about each situations that I have faced and how I was able to come out of it and how my soul helped me in doing so. So see you in the next podcast. Have a good time. Bye.